This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. As you have read about or watched or listened to coverage of the government shutdown, how often have you heard this?
Our Powerhouse Roundtable here to weigh in on what's next in the shutdown showdown.
Did you hear what George Stephanopoulos of ABC News said there? The shutdown showdown. You may also have heard the situation in Washington referred to as an impasse or a stalemate, too. Now, it's a shutdown, that's for sure. But Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project joins us now to question the use of words like showdown. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
So, Kelly, there's one side and there's another. Isn't this a showdown? And what's the problem if I call it a showdown anyway?
Well, the thing is journalism has an obligation to accurately describe what's happening. And when you call it a showdown or a stalemate or an impasse or gridlock or deadlock or a stare down.
You've been collecting these.
I have been, because it drives me insane. None of those are accurate because they imply mutual responsibility. They imply that two sides simply couldn't come together on an agreement. And that is not what has happened in this particular case.
What has happened?
Well, what has happened is there is a process for passing an appropriations budget, and a small group of Republicans in the House said, we won't pass this appropriations budget unless we are also allowed to delay or defund Obamacare. So they are acting outside of that process. They're changing the rules of the game. And so that's not mutual responsibility.
So you hear a lot of talk in these standoff debates about who's to blame. Wouldn't that be blaming one group in this?
You know, it's not taking sides to the extent that it is accurately describing what has happened. You can have a conversation about whether it's reasonable for one group of people to bring the entire government to a halt because they are so opposed to a certain policy, namely Obamacare. And that's a different conversation to have. But to deny the fact that that's what has happened is to obscure the truth.
You and I both know, in general, journalists are kind of fanatics about being precise. Why have they found it so easy in this case to use the imprecise terms? Just because it's got more heat when they say it on the air?
I think there are a lot of journalists who are covering the impacts of the government shutdown who don't necessarily cover the congressional appropriations process. So in some cases, you have people who are not competent to describe what has happened or they haven't done the research. In other cases, I think you have people who don't want to anger not just the group of Republicans that are responsible in this particular case, but also they don't want to anger the constituents that those Republicans represent. Either way, it's inexcusable.
So what's the effect of something like this on the news consumer?
Well, words are important because words inform our general understanding of what has happened. So if you constantly refer to something as a stalemate, something that has two sides that are equally responsible for the circumstances, people will come to believe that that's what's happened. So, in fact, we will have a misinformed public.
I don't feel we're at an impasse here. I don't feel that we're at a standoff, but I do know it's time to shut this one down. Thanks, Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project.
You're welcome, Craig.